Though I will speak in French, I will try to say a few words in English. It's always a joy to be in Africa. With my wife, we met in Africa, in Ivory Coast, and I was able to visit more than 30 different countries in Africa, because I was responsible for Scripture Union for French-speaking Africa, but it was many years ago. But we are happy to be back here and to visit the family of our son. So, as it was said, we come from Switzerland. In Switzerland, we have four different national languages, but none of them is English. We have French, we have German, we have Italian, and another Alpine language. And so I speak very little English. The Swiss theologian Karl Barth said once, "Today we must add a new command, thou shalt learn English." But I didn't obey that command, and so I will speak in French, if you forgive me. But we will start by reading two in Luke Gospel and in John Gospel with Peter.
So Luke chapter 5, verse 1-7. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. This night they literally took nothing, not one fish.
C'est le texte qui nous le dit.
That's what the Bible says.
Même leur ancien métier est un échec.
Even their old job, they don't know how to do it anymore.
Total.
Complete failure.
Et j'imagine la tristesse.
I can imagine how sad they were.
L'angoisse.
The anguish.
Le désespoir.
The desperation.
De ces disciples.
Of these disciples.
Qui sont pourtant des pêcheurs professionnels.
Who are actually professional fishermen.
Et qui reviennent sans avoir rien pêché pendant toute la nuit.
And they come back for the whole night not fishing one single single fish.
Et c'est là,
and this is where,
dans son désespoir et son remords,
in his complete desperation and remorse,
dans sa honte,
in his huge shame,
et dans son sentiment d'échec,
his feeling of failure,
dans sa tristesse et dans ses larmes,
in his sadness and his in tears,
alors qu'il est tout au fond du trou,
he's really at the rock bottom,
que Jésus rejoint Pierre.
That Jesus comes and reaches to Peter.
Et le matin, quand ils reviennent de la pêche sans avoir rien pris.
So the morning when they arrive to the shore, back from fishing with nothing.
Jésus est là.
Jesus is here.
Sur la plage.
On the beach.
Et c'est là aussi que Jésus vient nous rejoindre.
And this is also where Jesus comes to meet us.
Quand nous sommes dans l'angoisse ou dans les larmes.
When we are in anguish situation or we have tears.
Quand nous nous croyons disqualifiés.
When we believe we are disqualified.
Quand tel souvenir nous hante.
When some memories haunt us.
Et que le remords nous habite.
And when remorse takes over. He established Peter in his dignity as a disciple.
Et c'est un Pierre guéri.
It's a healed Peter.
Réhabilité qui pourra vivre Pentecôte.
And it's a rehabilitated Peter who will be able to experience Pentecost.
Quelle différence entre le Pierre de Pentecôte, qui parle à une foule de plusieurs milliers de personnes.
So what a difference in this Peter and the Peter in Pentecost who speak to thousands and thousands of people.
Et où 3000 se convertissent.
Where 3000 people become Christian.
Et le Pierre découragé là au bord du lac.
And the discouraged Peter there by the lake.
Et ce récit est non seulement la guérison de Pierre.
This passage is not about the healing of Peter,
mais sa préparation à Pentecôte.
It's a preparation. Hein? It's to get ready for Pentecost.
Car pour qu'il soit rempli de l'Esprit de Dieu,
to be full of the Spirit of God,
il faut d'abord qu'il soit vidé de son orgueil.
He has to be emptied of his pride first.
Comme de son désespoir.
Just like emptied of his despair.
Et de son sentiment d'incapacité.
And of his feeling of being incapable.
Et c'est ce que Jésus veut faire avec chacun de nous.
And this is what Jesus wants to do with each of us.
Avec vous.
With you.
Et avec moi.
With me.
Dieu veut encore répandre son esprit sur son église.
Jesus still wants to spread his spirit on his church.
Et son église en a tellement besoin.
And his church needs it so much.
Car il y a tellement de difficultés dans le monde.
There's so many problems in this world.
Mais peut-être, avant que le Seigneur veut d'abord nous permettre de revivre certains événements.
But maybe the Lord wants each of us to relive certain experiences.
Certains événements qui nous font mal.
Certain things inside us which hurt us.
Telle expérience douloureuse.
Some very painful experience.
Telle désobéissance peut-être dont nous avons honte.
Maybe something we are very ashamed of.
Tel problème qui nous empêche d'être libres.
Some problem which stops us from being free.
Et il veut nous prendre par la main et il nous dit comme à Pierre.
And he wants to take each of us by the hand and take to us like to Peter.
M'aimes-tu?
Do you love me?
N'aie pas peur.
Don't be afraid.
Avec moi, tu peux revivre.
With me, you can live again.
Tout ce qui te fait honte, je le pardonne.
Anything which you're ashamed of, I forgive it.
J'efface.
I'm erasing it.
Comme un nuage.
Like a cloud.
Je guéris au fur et à mesure.
I'm healing as we go forward.
Comme avec Pierre.
Just like with Peter.
C'est ce qu'il nous dit aussi aujourd'hui à nous tous.
This is also what it tells each of us today.
Il n'est pas besoin d'être au bord du lac de Galilée.
We don't need to be by the lake of Galilee.
Aujourd'hui, à Pretoria, dans cette église ou dans votre chambre.
Today in Pretoria, in this church or in your room,
on peut dire au Seigneur. Seigneur, tu sais toutes choses.
We can tell the Lord, Lord, you know everything.
Les moindres recoins de ma vie.
The smallest, more detailed pieces of my life.
Tu sais tout ce qui me fait mal.
You know everything which I'm hurting from.
Tous ces souvenirs qui sont dans ma
tête. All these souvenirs and dark moments.
Tu connais toutes choses.
You know everything.
Je te les apporte.
I'm bringing them to you.
Et je t'aime.
And I love you.
Parce que je sais que tu as porté mon péché sur la croix, comme dit Pierre.
Because I know you carried my sins on your cross.
Et je veux te suivre.
And I want to follow you.
No turning back. Amen.